And I have something else very special to share with you, a guy who is a songwriter, storyteller, humorist, and minstrel. Ken Lundquist is here, along with a stellar band of musicians. Welcome, Ken.
Hi, Stephanie. Great to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you. Looking at all of the work that you've done, you have got to be one of the most prolific songwriters I have encountered in a long time. When did it all start, and how did it start?
I was walking home from Sacred Heart School with my sister Kat, and I had been reading a book called The Ghost of Dibble Hollow. There was a ghost who was always playing the harmonica and singing songs in this book. And they had the lyrics to the song, but there was no melody. So I made up a tune when I was 7 years old.
That was 7 years old.
To go with that. Well, I was into the Beatles and Bob Dylan and Peter Paul. They were all making up their songs. I just didn't think one couldn't do that.
That's right.
So when I was seven, I made up my first tune. And I've pretty much never stopped.
When did you start playing guitar, and did it all come together in your teens, or was it even earlier than that?
I got a guitar when I was 12. I was living in Mexico City, and I was begging my mom for a guitar, and she finally agreed to let me have one. She said, "I don't want to get you something that's just going to be sitting on a shelf gathering dust." And then about 6 years later, she said to me, "Kenny, you can't play your guitar all your life." So I knew I was making progress.
Well, she got a return on investment from that initial guitar, it sounds like.
She did.
Do you keep count of how many songs you've written and how many CDs you've put out?
No, I don't. The way things have evolved in my career, 30 years ago, I was putting out some cassettes of some of the musicals that I'd written for the Children's Theater, or some cassette releases, and then some records, and then, they come and they go, and I really don't even know how many there have been, and I have no idea how many songs there have been.
It's pretty darn impressive. We're going to talk about your website a little bit later, but if you go to, for instance, the children's website, you've got some alphabetized song lyrics, and just on the A's, page after page of songs that start with the letter A.
I love the letter A.
Well, we'd like to hear one of these songs. At least, what would you like to start with?
I thought I'd do a song that's fairly mellow, song about friendship and relationships, for a few reasons. This is the time of commencements, and soon it'll be wedding season. This song has been played at commencements and weddings, and it was my mom's favorite of my songs. And, it really cuts to the to the core of who we all are to each other, and I think maybe in these times that might be just what we need to be thinking about. Some try to find the reason they live this life at all. They watch the winter into spring and the summer into fall, chasing their ambition like leaves blown in the wind. When all along the answer's in the faces of their friends. Picture in your mind the face of someone that you love. You need look no further to find the meaning of this life in which you struggle like a willow in the wind. You hold your ground to give and take the strength you gain from friends. For in the face of friendship, the picture becomes clear. Lines that trace the smiles and the sorrows of your years are etched with care around the eyes of those who hold you dear. You see in them, they see in you, the reason we are here. You'd do anything for him, he'd do anything for you. It's been that way so long, it seems as if he always knew the feelings deep inside you before you knew yourself. And you'd rather be with your friend than anybody else. She understands a part of you you didn't know was there. You can't remember what your life was like before she cared. And when she isn't speaking, no one else can say as much. She stirs the deepest part of you with just the lightest touch. Never need to wonder why it is you live. You only want to offer in return the love they give. And do your part today so that tomorrow's children too can watch the lions grow deeply in the face of friends like you. In the face of friendship, the picture becomes clear. Lines that trace the smiles and the sorrows of your years are etched with care around the eyes of those who hold you dear. You see in them, they see in you, the reason we are here. Seeing them, they see in you the reason we are here.
The name of the song is The Reason We Are Here, Friendship and Love. That's Ken Lundquist. Just a lovely, lovely tune. Thank you. And the musicians are doing such tasteful work with you. We have Dave Adler playing keyboard, and John Riesacker violin, and John Penner bass, as well as Ken Lundquist and me, and the Simply Folk intern Joanna, all in the studio together here. It's a tight fit, but it works. Ken, you've done an awful lot of work for environmental causes. Do you consider yourself an environmental activist?
Well, I have considered myself, you know, after you've been around the pike a few times, you know, you kind of go through phases. I was very, very involved in environmental concerts and songwriting and I would say activism in the early to mid to late 80s. I still do environmental concerts and still write songs about nature and Wisconsin's environment and issues. I guess, yeah, I do. I just do so many different things with music. You know, I was thinking about something that Dave Adler and I were talking about the other day, and Dave said, I'm just saying that, I'm just teasing him. Anyway, we were talking about songs and how like 99% of the songs that are written tend to be about man-woman relationships or love relationships. And my songs are about relationships, but they don't tend to, they don't hit that heavily in that area. They're more about our relationship to the world, our relationship to topics that are going on, some of them just fads or goofy things that are going on. I always think about them as being about relationships, but not necessarily just love relationships.
So not in the traditional sense.
We are all of us in a constant relationship with not only the natural beauty that we either have or are fighting to preserve, but the water that we desperately need to have and need to keep clean, or the air or the land. And, you know, so it's a constant struggle, isn't it? So those of us who care about it in whatever field we're in, yeah, I suppose we're all activists every day.
You have written beautifully about, you talked about the natural world around us, and it sounds like you've spent some time up north on the lake and in those wonderful north woods. And I think that'll be the topic of the next song, right?
Yeah, my grandparents, or great, I lose track, way back there in my family history, the Swedish part of my family moved to northern Wisconsin and settled near Ashland. And that's where my father was born. And he inherited from his ancestors about 50 acres right near the Shawamigan National Forest. It's a few miles from Ashland. And when I was a kid, that was where we went every summer. I still do. And some of my greatest memories are of being there and growing there and learning there. And one of my favorite memories is learning how to take birch bark that was loose from the trees without hurting the tree, not stripping it too far, but just taking the loose stuff and using it as stationery. And that became a song, and that's what we're going to do now. It's called In the Birchwood.
Climbing higher up a spindly spire than a cautious soul should. I was just like he was, doing just what he does in his white and black verse. Always giving my word, Mom, if I go skyward, I'll come back down feet first. Now I wanna be young enough to climb again. Write a letter to a long lost friend on a piece of snow white bark from a tree grown tall and stark in the birch wood. In the birch wood. In the birch wood. In the birch wood. Through my Robert Frost, dreaming of the days I've lost, finding in a dead man's rhyme the me I left behind.
talking, come into the birch wood. Set aside your rhyming, try your hand at climbing, and I half believe I still could. I wanna be young enough to climb again. Write a letter to a long lost friend on a piece of snow white bark from a tree grown tall and stark in the birch wood. In the birch wood.
In the Birchwood. Boy, what a wonderful vision of what happens up north when kids are let loose in nature. That is my guest, Ken Longquist, and members of his band, Dave Adler on keyboard, John Vriesacker violin, and John Penner bass. And if you'd like to join in the conversation or at least leave a comment, you're welcome to do that on our Facebook page. Just search for Simply Folk on Wisconsin Public Radio. I already had one comment that said, awesome song, loved it. So nice to get that. Nice to get that kind of feedback. Ken, you are particularly known for your children's music, and your children's music is called magical, and what I've heard about it is that it's not condescending, it's not sappy.
That's all wrong. It's condescending and sappy, but I don't know who that was that said that. What were they thinking?
Do you have kids?
I have a daughter, Natalie, who is she has an entry-level position in the entertainment industry in Los Angeles.
Wow, good for her.
She's a waiter. Waitress, and she auditions like crazy, and she's done some stuff, you know.
Does she write music?
She writes screenplays.
Wow.
And she was always a super creative, imaginative little girl, and she inspired a lot of my kids' songs. I mean, I was writing kids' songs before then, but boy,
having an actual kid in the house
kicked into really high gear.
I can imagine. Well, you do an awful lot of artist in residency types of programs. What does that involve, and what do kids do during an artist in residency?
Well, we're actually going to play a song a little later that had its birth in a residency. I'll talk about that later. When I do a residency in general, I visit a school, and I either am writing a song with each grade level, or else sometimes we do a school-wide musical story where we'll pick, say, a folk tale or a fairy tale or something in the public domain that we can get away with. Each grade will be responsible for writing a song or two that fits into the arc of the story. So then when we do the final performance, the whole school's unified through this tale, and that's kind of nice. But I've written songs about just almost everything. Sometimes I go to a school and it's just about creative writing, wherever the kids want to take it. Sometimes it's focused on environmental concerns or nature or, you know, whatever. One of my favorite songs that came out of a residency is a song called Bat, which I wrote with some fifth graders in Brookfield and at Burleigh Elementary. And that song has had a life. That was back in 96, but it's used all over the world by naturalists teaching about bats.
About bats.
Yeah, I mean, it's a funny song. Yeah. It's about being in love with a bat.
Uh-huh.
It arrests the audience through the humor, but it has a lot of facts in it.
And how wonderful for those kids. Maybe it's kindled some of their creative spirit.
Well, you know, I got a call a few months ago from a couple of college kids. They were driving from Virginia to somewhere in Ohio, Oberlin, I think they were going to school. They said, "Is this Ken Longquist?" "Yes." Well, we were just talking about you. We're driving home to college. I'd written songs with them in Charlottesville, Virginia, back in 2000. And now they were in Oberlin. They don't seem to forget, and that's nice. Yeah. That's a good sign. They remember these experiences.
Yeah, that's a great sign.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we hear one of your kids' songs now?
I have a song that is among my top three or five most requested songs. It's inspired a lot of it by my dad's warped sense of humor.
Okay.
When we were walking around in those birch woods when I was a kid. And it's called The Alligator Rag, although it's more widely known as Don't Get Caught With Your Pants Down When There's an Alligator Around. Don't get caught with your pants down when there's an alligator around. Don't get caught with your pants down when there's a wild alligator in town. Cause them alligators got a big bite and they'll chomp on anything in sight. So don't get caught with your pants down when there's an alligator around. Don't sit down on a sofa if it's made of porcupine fur. Don't sit down on that sofa or you'll feel sorry for sure. Cause that prickly porcupine fur couch will prick your bottom and then ouch! Don't sit down on a sofa if it's made of porcupine fur. It's sad, but it's true. No one looks out for you. So if you think the crocodiles are coming down the aisles, you gotta skidoo. Woohoo! Outhouse if the wind chill's 60 below. Don't sit down in the outhouse even though you're dying to go. Cause when you drop your trousers and you spread your feet, your bottom might freeze to the toilet seat. Don't sit down in the outhouse if the wind chill's 60 below. It's sad but it's true, no one looks out for you. So if you think it snowed around the old commode, you better skidoo. And don't get caught with your pants down when there's an alligator around. Don't get caught with your pants down when there's a wild alligator in town. Cause them alligators got a big bite and they'll chomp on anything inside. So don't get caught with your pants down when there's a wild alligator, a wild alligator around. You could sing that, wild alligator, a wild alligator, oh, one last time. Wild alligator, a wild alligator, a wild alligator around.
The alligator rag.
And that's our best advice of the day.
Inspired by your dad's warped sense of humor, you said.
Well, some of his humor was so warped that I can't go into it here. But yeah, he always had an interesting way of making you think about things. He was a very buttoned-down, serious scientist, by the way. He worked at the University of Wisconsin, and he was very straight-laced. But you got him out in the woods, Stephanie. He loosened up.
It's wonderful what the woods can do for a buttoned-up, straight-ahead personality.
That's right.
I had a couple of Facebook inquiries. Ken from Hastings on Hudson, New York, said it sounds great and that Ken Lundquist is the troubadour of our times. And he asked about Kenland, to explain about Kenland.
Oh, what an egomaniac. That's our very good friend, Kenny Yang, and my best friend. He's a music therapist, a professor at Temple University, and he and I played in a band when we were students here at the U. As a matter of fact, Dave Adler got his very first, I think, opportunity to play with a real band when he was 14, sitting in with Kenny and my band. So we go way, way back. This was a long time ago. Kenny would visit every year, and Natalie, when she was little, would greet him at the door, flinging the door open and saying, "Welcome to Kenland," because her uncle Kenny was coming to visit, and when there were two Kens in the house, there was a lot of fun, a lot of music, and she looked forward to that all the time. So that became my kid's moniker, Kenland.
Kenland. Mm-hmm. And you have a whole website, which is kenland.com, mm-hmm. For just the kid stuff.
Yeah. Well, you know, for a, it's interesting. Once the kids' stuff started to, I've always followed a serendipitous path. Once the kids' stuff started taking off, a lot of people forgot that I did adult folk music or topical songs. I never stopped doing it. It's just the other thing became very present and forward. So I finally, just to make things easier, I made a separate website for the different pursuits.
Makes sense. Yeah. A little bit later this evening, I'm going to be playing some Celtic music. Mm-hmm. Now, you're known for quite a sense of humor, and you've got a song that sort of takes Celtic music, or Irish dance in particular, and takes a closer look at it.
Well, because we are devotees of the dance. Actually, Dave and John Vriesacker and I and our good friend Pete Burns have had an Irish folk band for about, I don't know, since 83 or so. So we play a lot of traditional Irish music. Occasionally, one of my weird songs creeps into the mix. I am an Irish dancer. I never move my arms. Above the waist, you'll find that I am quite devoid of any charm. But furiously flailing feet below my waist belie the cold, impassive look that's frozen on my face. Lord of the Dale, Lord of the dance, Lord of the men in fancy pants. A tippity toe wherever I go, my wrists are stapled to my pants. I am an Irish dancer, a ramrod for a spine. Pinned against my rack of ribs, my arms are rigidly confined. But below me, bonny waist, your peeper shall behold the greatest furiosity of footwork yet extolled. Lord of the Dale, Lord of the dance, Lord of the men in fancy pants. Hey! A tippity toe wherever I go, my wrists are stapled to my pants. I am an Irish dancer, the ballet lover's sniff. He's half a whirling dervish and the other half a bloody stiff. But like a duck upon a pond, serenity I show. Unruffled up above, but paddling like all hell below. Lord of the Dale, Lord of the dance, Lord of the men in fancy pants. A tippity toe wherever I go, my wrists are stapled to my pants. Play it, Johnny! I am an Irish dancer, I've half a mind to quit. My top's come to a stop, but still my throbbing bottom will not sit. Like Ireland itself, I'm divided head to toe. For I'm Catholic above the waist and Protestant below. Lord of the Dale, Lord of the dance, Lord of the men in fancy pants. A tippity toe wherever I go, my wrists are stapled to my pants. My eyes are in a mystic trance. My back is straighter than a lance. Thank God for the public TV audience.
We were just laughing hysterically in the studio, trying not to make so much noise. That's just a clever, clever, wonderful tune. Ken Longquist and band. Well, we've heard kids' songs and funny songs and serious nature songs, and you really have such a wide variety. Now, I heard a rumor, Ken, that you have some radio experience.
That's just a rumor.
Just a rumor.
As the Beatles said on some album, it's just a rumor. I used... Why, Stephanie Elkins, I used to host a folk show.
No kidding.
On WORT. It was called Woody's Wake. I even wrote a theme song for it. I don't remember how it went. And then I became the breakfast special host. And did that for a few years.
The breakfast special that spawned quite a few spin-offs.
We were live from Cleveland's Lunch and
Wilson. Was that on Wilson?
And I was good friends with the fellow who owned and was the head chef, Quint Brown. I wrote a song for him. He was not happy about the song. It was called "There's Always Something Buzzin' Down at Cleveland's Lunch," and it was about the flies on the counter. And he said, "Don't play that song." But then I would play it around the state, and he'd have people coming from out of town, like to the farmer's market, but they had to go to Cleveland's, and they'd tell him, "Well, I heard this song." And then he not only began to like the song, he had me design a T-shirt with him holding a fly swatter that could be a spatula or could be, and a fly buzzer. It was just a lot of fun. It became a fun thing.
Oh, that sounds great. That sounds great. Well, boy, I've played music of yours for Earth Day. I played music for Halloween. You've got a great CD just of Halloween music called Pumpkin Land. And you have a brand new CD out. It's called Our Place and Time, just mm-hmm. released. Mm-hmm. And those are more political songs. And there's a song in there, I think, that really addresses something important, which is that in our system of government, no matter what our opinions, we have the right to speak out freely. And, mm-hmm. and you've captured that in this lovely song.
With the help of some fifth graders from lovely Campbellsport, Wisconsin. I think this was back in 2004 that I was there doing a residency, and the fifth graders were studying American history. We wrote a song. It was a little unwieldy in its verses, and I trimmed it down and tried to focus a little bit and added a bridge. But the gist of the original song is here, and I am fond of the song because I think it whenever I see people using their freedom of speech and their right to speak up, I think of the line that these kids came up with. We are the bell of liberty ringing. And I just love that.
That's a wonderful lyric. And that was from fifth graders, did you say?
Fifth graders wrote it with
nice.
Me.
Long ago, the winds of change sweeping through the sky woke us up to rearrange way we live and why. Something magical began. Freedom flowered in the land, America. Like a bell about to ring, like a promise taking wing, America. Sunrise turning to a new in history, all eyes opening to view new possibilities. Something magical began. Freedom flowered in the land, America. Like a bell about to ring, like a promise taking wing, America. We are the dream, we are the song they were singing. We are the hope, we are the bell of liberty ringing. Was the freedom won that we defend today? It's a story only just begun, barely underway. Something magical began. Freedom flowered in the land, America. Like a bell about to ring, like a promise taking wing, America. The song they were singing. We are the hope, we are the bell of liberty ringing. We are
That's a song called America, written by, well, by Ken Lundquist with the assistance of some fifth graders. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very, very nice. Mm-hmm. And that's available from Ken's brand new CD, Our Place and Time. Well, Ken, we have come to the end of our time, and I think we have just about enough time for one more song, if you'd like to do one more.
We would love to. We'd like to bring it back to Wisconsin and what we love about our state.
Okay.
We'll take you on a road trip to Lake Superior.
In the morning, through the tall pine, sunrise, I'm on my way. Where the rivers twist and wind, take me back to yesterday. Through the memories of my childhood, I can picture what used to be. Ice blue water, flowers and wildwood are a part of the heart of me. The times may bring, and in the shadows of your tall pine, let the wild heart always sing. Come to a swift end, and may all of us awake, as Dorothy Gale of Kansas once did, to beautiful voices singing, you're out of the woods, you're out of the dark, you're out of the night. Step into the sun, step into the light. You're out of the woods, you're out of the dark, you're out of the night.
You can sing it out there in Radio Land.
Step into the sun, step into the light.
One last time, here we go.
You're out of the woods, you're out of the dark, you're out of the night. Step into the sun, step into the light.
Stephanie, thank you so very much for having us.
My pleasure. Absolutely my pleasure, and the pleasure of all of our listeners. Ken Lundquist has been my guest, and if you'd like to find out more, well, for the kids' music, kenland.com. And for the adult music, or I guess anything but kids, kenlundquist.com. And that's with two N's, a good Norwegian or Swedish, is it?
Don't get me started.
It's been just a pleasure. And
thanks,
we had a number of nice comments on Facebook. Carl and Lenny from Menominee Falls said it's a nice treat to hear your voice again and all of your wonderful songs. And also they said hi to Joanne. So there must be some connection there.
There is, but that's a secret.
It must be. There's always a connection in Wisconsin. That's right. Well, and we also heard not only from Ken Lundquist, but Dave Adler was the keyboardist. And also you heard the Washboard doing the percussion for the Irish Dancer song. And
Have you seen Dave's late night ads like Zamfir? He's the master of the Washboard.
It was skillfully done. John Vriesacker was the violinist, and John Penner played bass. Thank you all very, very much. Thank you.